Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, protests in Minneapolis are taking place again today and across the country after the death of 37-year-old Renee Good. There's another protest here in Milwaukee at Cathedral Square tonight. An ICE agent shot and killed Good on Wednesday. Homeland Security officials and the Trump administration say the ICE agent was acting in self-defense. But video from the incident, as well as assessments from Minnesota officials, dispute that claim. An investigation into the incident is still in the early stages, and federal authorities have banned state and city authorities from accessing any evidence. Now the Hennepin County Attorney is appealing to the public, basically asking for anything that people have, including videos that could help them in their own investigation.
We do not yet know if there will be sufficient evidence without the FBI case file to even make a charging decision. The FBI currently has, for example, Ms. Good's car, the shell casing, and witness interviews. The FBI has taken the car, and so any forensic analysis that comes from that would not be available to us unless they were sharing that.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office has a secure website for people to submit that evidence.
Well, the Miami Dolphins are finalizing a deal to hire Packers VP of Player Personnel John Eric Sullivan as their general manager. He's been with the Packers since 2003 as an intern, then hired full-time in 2004, served a variety of different roles. Sullivan has worked most closely with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst since 2022. First major move, they got to find a head coach in Miami once the GM is hired. This could be interesting. Mike McDaniel fired on Thursday after a second consecutive losing season. Expect to hear Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley in the short-term list here for Sullivan in Miami.
Hearing my name out there, that's obviously extremely flattering and very humbling.
That's Hafley from earlier this week. He's also drawing interest from Tennessee and Atlanta. So could have a couple of former members or current members of the Packers exploring an opportunity in sunny Miami here next season.
It does make you wonder. And speaking of Mike McDaniel, like, where is he going to go? With him and his rolled up capris and the funny faces he makes at the press conferences, like, he's such a unique
No doubt. He is a hipster head coach in the NFL, that is for sure. He's a very gifted offensive mind, so I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being an offensive coordinator somewhere, run game coordinator, something like that. He'll stay in the NFL. He's just too good.
Yeah.
But not everybody who succeeds at that coordinator level ends up having a successful run at head coach. Sometimes their first head coaching opportunity comes in a situation where you don't have a great quarterback, you got losing seasons, maybe the ownership is bad, culture is bad. Boy, it's really tough. Finding stable organizations in the NFL is harder than you might imagine.
Well, and think about all the pro sports. I mean, you can have a great coach, you can even have a great season, and sometimes they still get the boot.
That's true.
It's wild.
That is definitely true. It is 2:13 on WTMJ.